joining us in studio. We're very fortunate because he was stuck in traffic. We should have you give us a traffic report. We have Tom Carroll, who is with Jay Cashman. Let me make sure I get your title correct here.
Get it right.
Director of Government and Community Relations.
Yes.
Okay, that works.
How are you, Joe? How
good.
Are you, Kevin?
Pretty good. Two R's, two L's.
Two R's, two L's.
All right, just checking.
They were just clearing the vehicle when I went by.
The car fire. That was on exit 12.
Yeah, it was a car fire. In the breakdown lane.
Because he actually sent me a picture. He sent me a picture. He's like, dude, I'm like standing still. I got it on my phone. We have Tom in just to kind of update us. Last time Tom was here, we were talking about another city, the city of Brockton. And there was... I think we're on the cusp of something going on with the whole power plant that's being proposed in the city.
Yes. Well, at the time, there was a bunch of uncertainty on whether, you know, how the power plant was looking to the people of Brockton. Mr. Cashman and the people at Brockton Power decided probably about a year ago, maybe about a year and 2 or 3 months ago, you know, to start taking back the conversation about the power plant. Let our side of the story be heard. You know, let's talk about the facts and, you know, not the myths of the power plant. And that really hadn't been done, you know, on a grassroots level. So, you know, we embarked on this a year ago, May. And in February, the mayor signed... Mayor Bill Carpenter signed an agreement between Brockton Power and the city to sell us the effluent water, and it allowed our plant to move forward. So subsequently since then, we have gone before the planning board with our site review plan. You know, we're getting ready to file for our permits. We have one appeal that's to be heard in September for the air quality. That's being the appeal. It's been issued, but it's under appeal, and you know, we're hoping to have that wrapped up sometime in October. And you know, if things go well, by the second quarter of 16, we'll be in construction.
My question to you is last we knew was that the lawsuit, there was a $68 million lawsuit that was being put on, that was being put on hold. That, too, is supposed to be coming up for further conversations, or no?
No. No, well, I'm not the lawyer, but, I mean, as long as things continue to move, you know, the way they are moving, there's a stay in place. And, you know, everyone, I believe, is happy with that. So, you know, once we... begin construction, that all goes away, and the city at that point gets $2.8 million. And, you know, we just go forward. So since February, we've just been moving forward, you know, as you would in preparation for any large construction project.
Reason why I ask is I thought I saw it, there was some article in a local paper in regards to the legitimacy to what the mayor signed from a number of years back from that was kind of an open-ended contract that didn't have a sunset clause on
right.
it. And wanted to know if there was any challenge to that, or is that hasn't been
No, I issued. Believe that they've gone before, as the newspaper stated, they went before the judge, and the judge said that he's not going to hear that as long as there's a stay.
Okay.
So I would imagine, although I can't speak for, you know, the people who brought the challenge, you know, or for the city who's paying for the challenge. But I would think that that ended the challenge, because the only way to continue to go forward is if we, you know, go back into, you know, a litigation mode, which nobody wants to do. So
you talked about going before the planning board, and I know kind of the purpose of bringing forth the lawsuit was because in the past when Brockton Power would go before any of the city boards, they were kind of immediately met with, yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah,
has that attitude changed?
Well, I can tell you this. Since I've been here, which has been probably a year and 2 or 3 months, I have never seen them. Not from a city councilor, not from anyone in the city. I've seen it from people who don't work for the city, who were in opposition. But one of the interesting things is, you know, when we first started in May, you would have thought the numbers were just absorbent, that, you know, the majority of the people in Brockton were against this. And it's just, it hasn't shown to be that. And that's really, I mean, in a way, it's a good thing, because it shows what a small group of people can do. You know, but it also shows that if you get out and you tell the truth and you just put the facts out there, that people are going to look at things, they're going to, you know, weigh them for what they are. And, you know, you'll always have, sunlight is the best disinfectant, I guess I would say. So bring it out to the people, show them everything there is, tell the truth, and, you know, good things are bound to happen with that.
Well, that was going to be my question is, you know, in since embarking on this in the last year, it sounds like you've made a lot of progress in terms of, like you said, getting the facts out there and letting them, you know, letting people kind of absorb that. And so basically what you're saying is that that seems to have made good progress in the public opinion piece anyways of you know, having the facts out there and people understanding what's going on now with the power plant.
Even city officials.
Yeah, and I would say this. And I'll say it now. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have said it back in February or March.
Sure.
But I think there was a little bit of thought leading up to when, you know, the mayor signed the agreement, that you would have thought that there was going to be a huge backlash.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, not from, you know, any of the newspapers, or there just wasn't. You know, now maybe it's because people moved right into the casino, or for whatever reason. Mm-hmm.
Are you following that whole saga?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've spent a lot of time. You know, I still come to Brockton just about every day. Mm. You know, getting to meet people.
I saw you not too long ago. I bumped into you.
Yeah, you know, getting to meet people, and you know, because we are going to be a you know, pretty good sized taxpayer. So, you know, we should get accustomed to the community that we're moving into. Mm-hmm. And plus, you know, that's what we had said we were going to do. So, you know, we do an awful lot with the Cape Verdean and Haitian community. You know, we started, you know, I didn't know, but because you don't really hear about it. But there's still a lot of devastation going on over in Cape Verde from the volcano.
Yep.
And I didn't know that. Because I don't hear about it. But, you know, in talking with people, they're still sending drums of, you know, food and clothes.
Right. For the folks who are living around the base of it, right?
Yeah, and there was a gentleman who came over. I call him W because I can't pronounce his name. But Dub, he's a newscaster from over there. And, you know, I met him, and then they were having a going away celebration for him. But one of the stories that he told me about was, this mother, there's a place you can go to get some of the food and clothes and things from the containers. And she waited 9 hours and left without anything for her children. Wow. So we, you know, we've been working for the past couple months on the people's drum, we call it. And, you know, every month, Dub's going to send us a family, and we're going to send a 55-gallon drum. Me and some of the people from, you know, that I've been working with in Brockton. This is aside from Brockton Power. But, so we're going to put a drum together, and we have, you know, a company that's going to ship it over there. They send a couple containers a month. They're going to ship it over for this one family, and 75% of it will be, you know, food and things like that. And then 25% will be, you know, specific sneakers, clothes, toys, a squirt gun, whatever. You know, a little indulgent items, you know, for like the top 25%. But these are things that you begin to learn when you become engrossed.
Part of the community.
Yeah, part of the community.
That's very cool. That's a really cool kind of piece that you're doing to integrate into the community.
Very cool. And we felt, you know, we didn't want to make this about Brockton Power, so it's not.
Sure.
This is more Jay Cashman than Brockton Power?
No, I mean, we didn't want... You know, we just didn't want that. You know, we didn't want people attacking that if they chose to.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they want to attack me, you know, they can. but, You know, so every month we'll get a, you know, we'll get a family, and we'll get the specifics in clothes size, shoe size, you know, things like that. And, you know, we'll send over the regular necessities, the food and, you know, all that other stuff. But, you know, and that's part of the cool part of what I get to do. Because, you know, you meet these people and, you know, you meet people. I know five people in the community who just became citizens over the past, you know, 2 months. And, you know, to see the look on their face and you know, and you sit down and you talk to them and the things they tell you about just becoming a citizen, you know, that you take for granted, you know, how now they can vote.
Mm.
You know, and I've was always raised to vote, so I, but, and I think about it and I go, you know, you look at most municipal elections, you know, you're lucky if you get a 45-50% turnout.
Right.
You know, and here's someone who just can't, the first thing they want to do is go to the ballot. So, you know, I get as much out of it as people do. So.
Do any of them have anything to say in regards to the project? Are they aware of the project? Are
Sure.
aware of environmental justice and the issues that have been raised by the opposition?
Yes. And, you know, they're also aware of, you know, the court cases that have taken place and, you know, the amount of time. And, you know, I mean, I'll say this. This is a better project today because of the efforts of, you know, some of the people, you know, who brought these questions forward. So, but out of the 13, you know, 12 cases, I mean, you know, they lost all 12. So, you know, they're aware of that. They're aware that there is no social injustice. They're, you know, and that was...
And there was no recent... There was no... There hasn't been any updates? There hasn't in the past couple of weeks as far as any rulings or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll go... Before the judge and or the ALJ, the administrative law judge, in September, and every you know right now motions are being filed and you know answered. So, you know, but as I said, if everything you know keeps on schedule and you know moves along, you know we'll hopefully be breaking ground in the second quarter of 16.
Okay. Anything you want to say in closing?
No.
Other than giving us an update?
Well, I mean, if people want any information, they can go to BrocktonCleanEnergy.com. You know, or as I've said before, they can call me at 781-789-7073. So, and, you know, for the people of Brockton, I look forward to seeing you on my trip around town.
All right. Here is Mr. Tom Carroll with Jay Cashman. We thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. You got it. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, Joe, you get to ask some softball questions.
Yay.
Yay. Right here on 95.9 WATD. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.